I just wanted to say one thing real quick, and then you guys can play again. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Anything that is not of faith is sin. And I say that to you because people think of sin as, oh, I went after this woman, or I looked at some dirty pictures, or I drank, or I did whatever. Anything that is not of faith is sin. For the just shall live by faith. Right? That means every aspect of your life, you need to learn to live every element of your life by faith and love. Every aspect. And I want you to understand, it's actually not that difficult. Sounds difficult. Seems difficult because we seem to not do it very often, right? But I'll just give you a couple of examples. Phil and I were chatting this morning, and he was telling me about a situation at work. Right? He's got this situation at work. He's got this guy who's pretty good employed, except when things aren't going well at home. And when things aren't going well at home, it's pretty obvious that things aren't going well at home, and he's a screw-up as an employee then. And Phil's looking at this, and he's, you know, the guy doesn't look at Phil as his minister. The guy looks at Phil as his boss. Because that's what Phil is. He's his boss. He's not his minister. But Phil always is an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Phil always is, this is what all Christians are, Phil always is one who is supposed to bring the kingdom of God to bear in every situation. But you only bring the kingdom of God to bear in a situation if you walk by faith in love. So the love part was, Phil's looking at the guy going, oh man, how do I help this guy out? I mean, what do I do? I mean, we got tires to change. We got things to do. We got inventory to do. How do I help this guy out? I can't like go, let's go have a cup of coffee and talk about Jesus now. Let's go have some church. He can't do all of that. So what Phil does is he just lifts up and he goes, Lord, I don't know what to do. How do I help this guy? Next thing that comes to mind is, you know what was his name again? It was Alexander. Alexander, look. Go get yourself a hot dog. Well, I'll take the clipboard. No, give me that clipboard. No, I'll take the clipboard. No, give me that clipboard. No, I'll take the clipboard. I'm going to spank you with that clipboard if you don't give it to me. Okay. The guy went and ate his hot dog. You know what happened? He came back free of the troubles at home. And he served. See, faith in love. Phil cared about the guy and didn't know how to help him, so he goes and says, I need further instruction. He goes up for further instruction. Next thing that comes to mind is the solution. Doesn't seem particularly spiritual, does it? But no, shouldn't I tell him about Jesus? Shouldn't I this? Shouldn't I that? See, what happens is when you take that step back and you simply minister to the need of the individual in the situation that you are in. Phil was a boss and this was an employee. It brings the Spirit of God and the kingdom of God to bear on that situation. And the sword of the Lord fell and separated that man from those things that were troubling him and enabled him to go forward. And what happens is when your life is like that, when every aspect of your life, I don't know what to do with these children. I have no idea. I'm like so beyond myself with what to do with these children. I know that never happens to any of the parents here. But for some of those who are outside listening, maybe they know what this is like. I'm sure Edmund's mom's never had the experience of, what do I do with these children? Or with these grandchildren? But the thing is faith in love, which is going to him and then step in because of your love for them, brings to bear the kingdom of God. And then what happens is when people get accustomed to that being what your life is about and they get accustomed to partaking of that fruit of the Spirit, which is love, That's when then they come to you and want to know what the answer is. They want to know how it is that this grace is with you. And then it's your opportunity to share with them the love of God through the gospel. But you have to get the first part done first. Because what's the scripture say? No man cometh unto me, but the Father draw him. So you can go out and, you know, speak and stuff like that, have the signs like are everywhere here. Jesus saves, it says, everywhere in South Carolina. You drive down, there's signs everywhere, right? Jesus saves. Everybody knows Jesus saves. How? How does Jesus save? That's what the people out here don't know. They're alienated from that. They know Jesus saves. But the reason is because they haven't learned how to walk by faith and love. And the church has not been walking by faith and love. So they put the sign up out on their lawn saying Jesus saves. But then they go about their life without walking by faith and love. So the sign is just a bewildering thing to people who go by. It's almost an offense. You know, you ever been offended by that stuff? You know, Jesus is the answer, or Jesus saves, or, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I know I used to be like, oh man, it's a bunch of foolishness and stupidity. It's the truth, as it turns out, but not because of the people who had the signs. You are an ambassador for Christ. Every single one of us, not by our own goodness, but by his grace. Was it in that thing you read, that passage you read, was there any part in there about us? Any part in there about how great thou art? You guys sang a song about how great who is? The Lord, not us. So you get offended at the fact that it's by grace. But what's the gospel? Grace. So what's the offense? I'm not very important. Pride, as Brad says. Don't worry about that. Stand in the grace. Be a minister of the grace. Stand by faith and love. And you will minister. Every single one of you will minister if you'll just do those two things. Amen? There we go. Okay. I just wanted to hit real quick on this thing of unbelief because it's so critical. In Hebrews 3:12, and you don't have to go over there, I'll read it for you. It says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. See, what separates us from God is unbelief. That's what separates us. That's what separates you. And what happens is, we don't realize it, but how much, talks about the deceitfulness of sin. We don't realize how much we justify ourselves against other people. See, part of Phil's frustration there, you don't realize it was, his frustration was the guy screwed up in his absence. Why can't they just do what I said? Right? Isn't that what happened? They screwed up in Phil's absence and he was pissed. All right, does Phil ever screw up in Christ's absence? I mean, do I ever screw up? Do any of us? Of course we do all the time. Grace covers a multitude of sins. What's it say? Where sin abound, grace aboundeth more. Now, the evil heart of unbelief, what we don't realize is that when we start justifying ourselves, we are in unbelief. When we start justifying ourselves against other people, when we start justifying ourselves by the things we do or the things we don't do, we have departed from the living God. And that's what pretty much occupies most of our days, isn't it? Isn't that what occupies most of your day? Really, when you get down to it and you think, I mean, none of the things, the problems at work, they're not my problem, they're somebody else's fault. The problems at home, they're not my fault, they're somebody else's fault. Everywhere you go, isn't that how it is? Why are they doing this? Do you ever think of what the Lord's perspective on you is? Why is he doing this? See, the children of Israel, what I read to you out of Hebrews 3:12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. what he was talking about there is he was talking about the children of Israel who were under Moses. Now, let me ask you, when you look at a guy who walked in the power of God, is there anybody here who thinks that somebody walked more in it than Moses did? Did not Moses, as one man, bring down an empire called Pharaoh and Egypt? Did not Moses, as one man, deliver 600,000 adult men, all their wives, their children, and their livestock? Did not Moses, as one man, stand by faith and see the people of Israel fed in a desert place? I've been in that desert place where there is no food or drink. Did not Moses stand in that for 40 years? And did not those people who came out with him never cross over to the other side and receive the promises of God because of unbelief? Think of that for a moment. These were people who saw their feet did not swell. They didn't have to replace their clothes for 40 years. They didn't have to toil in the soil to make their food for 40 years. They didn't have to go and dig a well for water for 40 years. They didn't have to do any of these things for 40 years, and still they would not believe God. And because of it, God swore that they would not enter in. See, where we're at, folks, and where each of us are at is that, look, I can stand up here and stand by faith and minister to you by faith and love. And you can come hang out with me and think Steve's an all right guy. Wish he'd come hang out more. Maybe Phil's the only one who feels that way, but people might feel that way. But the fact of the matter is, it's all worthless unless you take that word and go and do likewise. You're no different than the children of Israel in the desert unless you go and do likewise. See, and you're not going to get there. If you look at the scripture you read, Brad, it talks about grounded and settled in the faith, right? The hope of the gospel. Okay, grounded and settled in the faith and in the hope of the gospel. Well, you know what? Not a single individual here is a big enough screw up. There's not a single individual in this room right now who is a big enough screw-up. And we got some pretty good screw-ups in here. I won't mention names, right, Corey? We don't have any big screw-ups here, do we? All right. The gospel takes every bit of your screw-up away. Every bit of your screw-up. Is any of it held against you, Corey? Is there anything you can't go and do? Is there anything you can't go and confront? Is there any problem you got that is now too tall for the Lord? Absolutely not. Did you believe that a week ago? Right. So it did not matter that a week ago he was in rank unbelief and standing in disobedience with no hope in the world, even though that hope had been presented to him. Even though that hope had been presented to him. All it took was two conversations, and things turned around. The little bat I had, yeah. I share this with you because, look, I don't care for any of you how big of a screw-up you've been, how much you have not brought to bear and walked by faith and love. I don't care how much you failed in that. I really don't. Because from this moment, when you step out of this room, none of that has to burden you. None of it. Absolutely none of it. You can step out of this room today completely free of it all. And that's what it is to be grounded and settled in the faith. And when you screw up next week, you can remember, or later today, you can remember, wait a second, that's why Jesus died for me. I can get up. I can confront that situation that is too, I'm ashamed of. I can go and confront it by faith and love. And you can go forward. This ministry down here, we need, how many do we have? We got, leaving my family aside for a moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm looking at 16 folks here, leaving aside those of us who've come from afar. 16 folks. You know what? That's more than Jesus had. 16 folks going forward by faith and love can change the world. Can change the world, folks. You guys can change the world. You can change South Carolina. I don't care how entrenched things are. I don't care how much you think it's impossible. I don't care. Because God is bigger than all of that. He is bigger than all of that. If Kat goes to her workplace and stands by faith and love and ministers to her son and by faith and love, and you, Brad, do it, and Lisa, you do it, and each of you do it here, this place will change, and God will bring people here so that they can be built up and go do the same. But you can't do it except by faith in what He has done and in love. But if you do those, all things are possible. All things are possible.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.